So yeah, you know Sean Derry obviously quite well from his time at Notts County. How did he fare? His first managerial role obviously started very, very well, saving them from relegation. But as is so often the case, then not that much further down the line, lost his job.
Yeah, that's right. It was a very up and down spell that Sean had at Notts County at Meadow Lane. He took over with them bottom of League One and left them the following season outside of the relegation zone in League One. But they were on a bit of a plummet at the time. I think some Notts fans feel he should have been given more time and they wouldn't have gone down under Sean Derry. Some say they were going to go down under Sean Derry anyway. They appointed Ricardo Moniz for the last six games, and as it is, they went down into League Two. But I think he's remembered with a lot of fondness at Meadow Lane, and I think inevitably some of that is because of the stature he had as a player. He's a Nottingham boy, came through the Notts Academy, and was, you know, made his first Football League appearances for the club. His family, Notts County supporters as well. He always said that he was a Notts County supporter growing up in the city as well. So there's a good deal of fondness that you get in football because of that sort of thing. But, I mean, we mentioned the beginning when he took over at when Notts were bottom of League One and left with them just outside the relegation zone in League One. In the middle, there were some fantastic highlights. He kept them up on the final day of the season with a draw at Oldham, which was tremendous. And, you know, they're in a rich vein of form at the end of the season, winning six of their last nine to stay up, beaten only in that time by Bristol City and Brentford, who got promotion to the Championship. As I say, drew on the last day to stay up and took a lot of that momentum into the following season. They were third in the table at the start of November, had a terrific start to the season. But then, as we say, it kind of fell away. Two wins in 13 and sacked. And in the end, after Sean had gone, relegated on the final day.
And what would you say were the key factors in that decline? From the outside looking in, Notts had a number of loan players that seemed to move away for one reason or another during the course of that season, and presumably that had an impact?
Very much so. They had two or three really good loan players for League One. Not necessarily players that came with a big reputation to start with, but they were just integral in the start, in the way that Notts played. The likes of Louis Lang, who crossed the river to come from Nottingham Forest on loan, since moved on to Motherwell and is playing in the SPL as well. Stephen McLaughlin was another player who crossed the river from Forest to Notts County. There were others as well, and it just gelled in that part of the season. And one by one, they all went back to their parent clubs in January. And it depends who you believe, whether Notts were interested in re-signing them, whether they didn't have the finance to re-sign them for longer spells. They signed other players who, frankly, didn't live up to the mark that those four that came in earlier in the season did. So it was very difficult, I think. And I think a lot of Notts fans would point to a poor January in terms of recruitment and players going back to their parent clubs as the reason that the decline really started.
And probably a lot of people listening to this will remember Derry as a player, combative, very aggressive, the sort of midfielder that fans really like. In terms of his management outlook, though, he appears to be quite a cerebral coach. When you hear him talk in interviews, he really leaves no stone unturned. He thinks deeply about the game.
Yes, I think that's right. He's one of those managers, and I don't know if you've had it, Peter, where you can it be an opposition manager for your team as well. And you come across them and you think, they've got something about them. And you can't quite define it, but there's something about them you think they're going to go a long way in the game. I remember the previous time it happened to me was with Gus Poyet, who came to Forest with Brighton at the time. And I just thought, he's got something about him. There's something about him that just oozed Premier League. Now, he has managed in the Premier League, obviously, and it didn't go particularly well for him at Sunderland, but there's a certain something about them. And Derry has it as well. And there were a lot of people talking when he was going well in League One, given that he'd saved Notts from relegation the previous season when they looked doomed. Started very well in League One. They were, as I say, third at the start of November. And you thought, this guy has something. He really does have something. And there were all sorts of rumours at the time, kind of end of October time, November time, linking him with Neil Warnock at Crystal Palace to go in as assistant manager to Warnock. And the thought process was that in time, Warnock would step aside and maybe become director of football at Palace, and Sean Derry would take over as first-team coach. Now, that didn't happen, but there was a lot of talk about that. And that just seemed to fit at the time, because the way Derry was and the way he acts and the way he was managing the team, it felt higher than League One. It felt he was very thorough with his scouting of players, and he obviously knows a lot of people in the game as well from his time recently as a player. So he just oozed higher than League One at the time, and you know, obviously it went pear-shaped from a Notts County perspective, and you know, in 10 years' time, you may look back at that and think, well, that's ridiculous to say that Sean Derry oozed quality because he had a spell at Notts County and that was it. But just at that time, there was something about him that made me think this guy's going to go a long way in the game.
Yeah, so potentially a gamble, given the fact he hasn't spent all that much time as a manager, but also potentially really exciting. He's the sort of guy that, as you say there, when you hear him talk about football, when you see him going about his daily work, you just have a hunch that he could be something quite big. So for Cambridge United, could be a good fit.
Yes, I think so. And I think probably, I mean, there have been links with QPR as well, haven't there, with Neil Warnock going in as almost caretaker manager at QPR, and whether Derry might join him if they don't appoint externally. So we'll wait to see what happens with that. But yeah, I think it is a good fit, and it's a decent opportunity, I would say, for Sean as well, given Cambridge seem to have a little bit of money. You'll correct me if I'm wrong, but they've seemed to have spent a bit of money this season in League Two with the likes of Barry Corr, for example. And you just think, I just wonder whether they're an ambitious club that it wouldn't take a new manager to make big strides to get them at least in the playoffs for League Two. So I think it would be a good fit. He's a very good manager, and he will certainly get the club, and again, you'll know more whether it needs this or not, but unified, get supporters on side, get the team playing. They were always at Notts a very hard-working team, and just kind of bring the whole team, the whole club together. That certainly needed to happen at Notts when he came in. You know, Peter, better than me, whether that needs to happen at Cambridge. But if it does, he'll certainly do it.